And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Alice Hoffman, born New York City, 1952. Wanted to be a writer or a veterinarian, but she thought her brother was the smart one in the family, and because she was a girl, she'd have to settle for life as a hairdresser. But she read a lot, and she said, "When I wasn't reading science fiction, I read a lot of fairy tales and anything to do with magic. I was crazy about Mary Poppins and the E. Nesbitt books and Edward Eger. I really loved those stories that begin with a normal family, and then all of a sudden something magical enters their lives." She went on to graduate school, studied writing, and then she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude, and it changed her life, she said. She said, "It allowed me to see that a writer could take everyday realities and transform them into something fabulous." It's the birthday of the novelist Don Carpenter, born in Berkeley, 1931, served in Korea, taught English, and wrote a book called Hard Rain Falling, published in 1966. Got rave reviews, sold pretty well, not great, wrote 7 novels after that, many screenplays, but never achieved the level of commercial success that his best friend did, Richard Brautigan, author of Trout Fishing in America. They were part of a group of writers who got together every Friday night at Enrico's Cafe in North Beach in San Francisco. Then Brautigan committed suicide in 1984. Don Carpenter was distraught. His health deteriorated. Diabetic retinitis impaired his vision. He had trouble reading. And in 1995, he killed himself, working on a manuscript at the time of his death called Fridays at Enrico's, dedicated to his friend and neighbor Anne Lamott. And she thought it was his best work yet, but it has not yet been published. And it's the birthday of Sid Fleischman, Brooklyn, 1920. Wanted to be a magician, got out of high school, toured with vaudeville, worked as a journalist, fought in World War II, wrote a book about magic tricks, went on to write mysteries and adventure novels, and then he turned to writing children's books. His best known was The Whipping Boy, about the servant of a prince. The servant's job is to be whipped whenever the prince misbehaves. Sid Fleischman has published more than 60 books for children and adults. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 65. "Since brass, nor stone, nor earth, nor boundless sea, but sad mortality o'ersways their power, how, with this rage, shall beauty hold a plea whose action is no stronger than a flower? Oh, how shall summer's honey breath hold out against the wreckful siege of battering days, when rocks impregnable are not so stout, nor gates of steel so strong, but time decays? Oh, fearful meditation, where, alack, shall time's best jewel from time's chest lie hid? Or what strong hand can hold his swift foot back, or who his spoil of beauty can forbid? Oh, none, unless this miracle have might, that in black ink my love may still shine bright." Shakespeare, his sonnet number 65, "Since brass, nor stone, nor earth, nor boundless sea." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere. A new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.